The fake musician got into big trouble. About 2,400 years ago, the land of China was not yet a unified country. It was divided into seven kingdoms, each ruled by its own king. One of these kings was a very pompous man who loved to have grandiose displays to glorify himself. He enjoyed listening to music played on the yu, but he demanded to have a large orchestra of 300 musicians playing for him at the same time. Even after all the yu players in the kingdom gathered at his court, there were still not quite 300. Some very fine yu players from other kingdoms tried to join, but this pompous king rejected them all. He felt that his kingdom was the greatest, and he wanted to keep all the foreigners out. A lot of people in the kingdom were afraid of this king, but some bad people saw an opportunity for themselves. There was a shrewd, good-for-nothing guy, we'll call him Mr. Bamboozle, who decided to cheat his way into the king's orchestra. Mind you, Bamboozle had never touched a yu in his life, but he was a slick talker and somehow managed to sweet-talk the king into believing that he was a fabulous yu player. Bamboozle was also an expert imitator. His movements, body language, and facial expressions looked exactly like a true musician. So for a good number of years, Bamboozle got the same royal treatment as all the other 299 true musicians. None of his colleagues dared to expose him because the king had personally welcomed him into the orchestra. Bamboozle thought he had it made. Eventually, this king died and was succeeded by his son. The new king also liked music. But unlike his father, he didn't care about grandiose displays, and he knew how to really enjoy music played on the yu, which is to listen to one musician at a time. The new king decreed that from then on, each of the 300 yu players would take turns playing solo for his musical ear. When Bamboozle heard this bad news, he was in the middle of one of his lavish meals. In shock, he dropped his bowl and chopsticks right on the floor. He knew his number was up. He would be kicked out of the orchestra for sure. What's worse, he probably would have had his head chopped off for having cheated a king. In a flash, he disappeared into the night, without even taking his yu or any of his other belongings. Because many people in the kingdom had seen him play in the king's orchestra, it would not be easy for him to avoid being caught. The only way for him to save his life was to put on another disguise and escape to a foreign country. Now all the 299 true musicians in the king's orchestra were ready to tell on Bamboozle to the new king. But the new king didn't even notice that Bamboozle had left, and he didn't care either. He was just glad that a freeloader had left his kingdom.